Okay. I'd like to call this Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. Their time is 10:29 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Second Speaker Redcorn? Chair Hamilton?
Here. I just want to note, Congresswoman Lemon is in the building. She will be here today. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Big Horse to say the prayer this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you in a humble manner. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this blessing of rain, dear Lord Heavenly Father. And dear Lord Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon all of our health associates, all of this team that has been brought together, dear Lord Heavenly Father. And we're just thankful for all that they have accomplished, dear Lord Heavenly Father, and taking care of our peoples. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, again, we just ask that you forgive us of our sins, look down upon our veterans here in the States and abroad, dear Lord Heavenly Father, and just bless our little children's hearts and minds. We ask these things in your Lord's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please look over the minutes of September 15th.
Chairman.
Congressman Maker.
Make a motion to approve minutes of September 15th, 2025, as presented.
We've got a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All those opposed? Okay, minutes of September 15th have been approved as presented. The next item on the agenda is the CC Opeka FY 2026 Annual Plan Presentation. We do have our health people here. We have Ms. Shangru and Mr. Rogers, who will be presenting the plan. You want to come to the podium and turn on the mic, and you'll have the floor. You can introduce your staff or go right into the presentation.
Okay, thank you very much. First off, good morning to all of you here, and I just want to thank the Health and Social Services Committee and as well as Congress for the renomination and your faith in our board and what we're doing. I'm not going to be doing the presenting. Mr. Rogers and Mr. Brazza will be doing that, but I would like to introduce our team here. Mr. Mark Rogers. Up front we have Mr. Anthony Shackelford, and he's with Prevention. Mr. James Brazel, CFO. Wyatt Sanders is our accountant. Here we have Mr. Kirk Shaw, COO. Dr. Melissa McIntosh is our CMO. Lindsay King is just, she does everything. Amy Dobbins is with our elder health, elder food program. I've got Megan Mays, she's our grant guru. And then in the corner is Commander Brooke Wallace with our ONCC Counseling Center. Thank you.
Away. It's a distinct honor and privilege to be presenting to this session of Congress the CCLPHFA annual plan and budget. And so if we go on to the next slide, I'll have just brief opening remarks, present the annual report, including the strategic and annual plan, CFO presentation of the annual financial budget and audits, and closing remarks and questions. Next slide, please. Our annual plan is a three-year plan, strategic plan, and we're in year three of our three-year strategic plan. Nine major projects the organization has undertaken is the new clinic, assisted living facility, mobile medical units, fully operational, the Skytook expansion clinic, professional staff, student residence quarters, new IT infrastructure, along with Epic electronic health record. It always auto-corrects that to HER instead of EHR, so I apologize. And Osage Nation revenue cycle improvement efforts. Annual plan, report highlights, and accomplishments. Next slide, our current vision, mission, values, and goals. We envision a strong, culturally sensitive health system that will transform the health of the communities we serve. Our mission is let it be known the Osage leaders are changing the way people are cared for and are committed to advancing health and wellness to serve the public. The values, accountability, respect, empathy, listening, quality, professionalism, integrity, and teamwork. Overarching goals. Develop a comprehensive health system, provide the highest quality care and services to the people we serve, promote healthy communities through wellness initiatives and partnerships. Next slide, our five fundamentals to our customer service program that we've undertaken and that we stay with is our customer service code word call to duty is Osage. We serve the Osage people, we serve the Osage Nation, so it's appropriate that our customer service code word keeps our focus on the Osage mission. O is to observe the patient, S is to say a greeting in Osage if comfortable, acknowledge the patient's request and services, gratitude for using our health and counseling services, and E is to encourage the patients or the clients to return again. Next slide. Strategic goals drive our progress over the next 3 years. Going into FY26, we continue to rapidly increase our patient volume and services while advancing our financial position, creating an atmosphere of teamwork to support a culture of caring, recruit and retain a mix of qualified and valued medical, clinical, and support staff, educate our patients and community as services expand, sustain AAAHC accreditation. I'm happy to report we just received our final report, and we're reaccredited now for another 3 years, and we had no major discrepancies, only a few consultative remarks, so super proud of our team. And that's on top of going to a new health system and moving into a new building. So that's a Herculean feat. Support the advancement of our workforce through continued learning and education or achieve our vision. Next slide. We rate our goals and achievement of our goals through a stoplight chart system, red, yellow, green. Next slide. Goal one, goal two, three, four, five, and six, all together assessed are fully green at the exception of a little yellow that you see in our color-coded tracking system. We still have some efforts. We're working to educate our patients and community as we expand our services. So that's an area that we're continuing to focus on. Just reviewing again, new clinic, next slide. We're going on our third month in our new clinic. Staff is settling down. The project came in on time, under budget, and on schedule. We're hoping to have the final lock somewhere around 40, 41 million versus the 51 million. So I don't know about what most people think, but coming in $9 million under budget. It's pretty amazing. And we had a team of folks that a lot of stubby pencil and a construction management manager at risk and project through Connect Advisors and FSA helped achieve that for us along with Nabholz and our other contracted partners. Final items, clinic signs, installing the CAT scan machine and artwork, and staff are getting comfortable with the new accommodations. Next slide. Next slide. As of September, the following specialties are on staff with the health system and shortening referral time and increasing access to specialty care: cardiology, internal medicine, dermatology, orthopedic medicine, neurology, podiatry, surgical podiatry, nephrology, endocrinology, and beginning in January, we'll have gynecology and urology on staff. Next slide. Our health system grants update. We have a total of 22 grant programs equaling $14 million. And I won't read all of these. I'll just let you peruse those. Next slide, please. Our grants department stays extremely busy. I'm super proud of what they've been able to accomplish with our grant program managers as well. Next slide, the Osage Nation Counseling Center PRT campus update. Men and women's PRTC and transitional housing and Osage Nation Counseling Center are operational and active, including traditional sweat and other culturally sensitive treatment activities. Since November of 2024, we've served 73 men, 37 women in the PRTC, 36 in transitional living. Just since February, Counseling Center serves a monthly average of 183 clients campus-wide. That's counting our outpatient services. And they are now on electronic Epic medical health record system. And that has been key in our new billing, data tracking, and data mining. Next slide. Moving on, next slide, to the assisted living facility update. Senior care services support staff in caring for elders with the Money Follows the Patient Tribal Initiative, now called Pathways Grant, through various activities, cultural related activities, field trips, and events. The assisted living project has been working with tribal development since the spring of 2024 and drawing down on our ARPA. Greenhouse is no longer a viable option due to cost and timing of the burn down window. Appropriation burn down, working with the Secretary of Development and BUI, Blue River One Architects, on final options of the 8-bed facility. Had a very successful groundbreaking in August. The project required initial operating investment via approved appropriations that we spoke about previously for $1.9 million. Once the doors open to cover the operations, we received funding to build the facility, but not any seed money to begin operations. Next slide. And there's a rendition of what it will look like when it's completed. The $1.5 million, as a reminder, is the roads contribution. I think it was $1.5 million to the $8 million that was appropriated for the project. Mobile medical unit update on next slide. We're at 100% operational capability. Staff rotations with clinic and MMU. We are members of the Mobile Healthcare Association and Native American Mobile Healthcare Coalition. It's a national organization, both of those. We had members attend the national conference here just within the last few weeks and actually presented papers at the conference. Provided sports physicals recently to local public schools throughout the reservation, as well as supported an augmentation to existing public health programs, doing immunizations, and then also covering the June dances. Next slide. Other project updates, the Sky Took Expansion Clinic is a small ambulatory grant program we won through the Indian Health Service and preparing for construction. At this time, New IT network deployed and transitioned from tribal network. This was a major muscle movement, and getting our electronic health record was having to be on our own network. May 28th was go live on the new Epic electronic health record via partnership with the Muscogee Creek Nation, which, by the way, is the first ever nation-to-nation EHR direct relationship in the United States or Indian country. There are several tribes that are trying to get the Muscogee Creek Nation to partner with them, and we were the first one to the dance, and there's not capacity right now for them to expand with anybody else, but this has been a huge effort. The significance of that is Epic electronic health record system is emerging nationally as the industry standard. So when we refer anybody out in the Tulsa market, they're on Epic medical record. And so the RPMS is an antiquated system, and it's better for recruitment as well. Several of the new providers and professional staff we have interviewed have been super excited about that. Next slide is our professional staff quarters. This is a grant we also received from Indian Health Service. This is a two-bedroom. It'll be permanently installed unit. It's a prefab, but it's not a mobile home. It's actually permanently fixed. And this will house our counselors, our doctors, and our students that are here doing rotations. We have agreements with Oklahoma State University, and we've had people rotating through already over the last several years. And this will be able to expand our ability. First thing that OU and OSU asks is, do you have temporary housing for the students? And if you just seen the Chickasaw Nation just did a huge housing addition for their program in their reservation area. Next slide. This is a floor plan of what it'll look like. Next slide. And that's what it'll be out there. When you enter the Council Center campus, when you take immediate right, when you come past the Elks Lodge and come in their property, it'll be located similar to what you see here. And it'll be just a small professional staff campus. Once we go to seven days a week, and we'll be open on weekends and holidays, our plus care staff will also be able to stay here. And if we have inclement weather, we'll be able to continue operations and keep staff local as well. Next slide. Additional highlights and accomplishment. As of August 2025, the Osage Nation Health System has hit record revenue. We also have a record number of Osage Nation employees hired. We have provided over 130 employee awards for Employee of the Month, Special Leadership Award, and Unsung Hero categories. And the employees vote at large for their representatives in each of these categories. Management reviews all the winners just to make sure there's no HR issues or pending disciplinary action before they're issued their award. Our lab's been upgraded by CLIA to a moderate complexity lab. Zero discrepancies on a no-notice FDA inspection recently. Sustained high patient satisfaction scores can remain high. Growing new specialty clinic and stabilizing professional staff. We talked about that earlier. Workforce stabilizing pro staff and support staff. And again, OSU and OU partnerships. We're on our fourth year with OSU medical students rotation, receiving great feedback from the students and who enjoy working with our health system. And we continue to expand our partnerships. OU is interested in medical and behavioral and also dental partnerships. Also working with local Tri-County VOTEC and other training opportunities. Patients returning and focus upon rebuilding trust. And our hopes is when they graduate their program that we'll be at the top of the list for consideration for employment with these young and often also Native American professionals in our schools at OU and OSU. Growing outreach and activities and grants awarded. Next slide. Next slide. As of today, our transition is 98% rough order of magnitude completed from the tribe. You can see the everything has been transitioned under divisions transition. We believe self-governance and emergency management will both of those inherently governmental, and we will always require some level of support, especially with our MIFA and with our government-to-government documents. We'll need that support through the self-governance office. And if there's a catastrophic disaster that hits our area, we will need to fall under emergency management for unity and command for casualty collection and the various amount of resources that have to be allocated for the tribe. This is completes my annual plan overview. Next slide. Wewana. At this time, I'd like to introduce CFO James Brazel, who will go over the actual budget numbers. Thank you.
Excuse me, Chair. Point of order. I believe that last year when we discussed the budgets, we were in executive session. So I'm.
Do you want? I didn't put executive session on the agenda. If we need to go in executive session, do we need to?
I believe so, as Mr. Brazel indicates.
Okay. Committee? Congresswoman Lemon?
Is there anybody in his office that...
I just...
He has...
Mr. Brazel, give us a rationale.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
James.
I was just falling off. Hi, James Brazel. I was just falling off last year's how we did it for proprietary information. We kept it in executive session to continue that as an entity or as an enterprise of the nation.
Okay, you can continue, Mr. Braswell, then when we get to a point where we need to go into executive session, just let me know.
Okay.
Are we at that point now?
I mean, it just depends. I mean, that's how we did last year, so I'm just following your all's guidance. And so for an enterprise and proprietary information, so.
Okay. Lemon?
I'm like about some of the financials that necessarily aren't proprietary, but and the reason I ask that is because in Mr. Rogers' presentation, he talked about record revenues, and I think it's important to I feel that it could be important for those listening and even us to hear what percentage increases we've had in the positive. I just think it's a good thing, but if not, I completely understand. If he's not comfortable, you know, explaining.
I'm comfortable with the financial piece. It's just going into the salary piece of the presentation. I would rather keep the salaries if we have that discussion.
Oh.
Yes. Besides the salary piece, I'm comfortable.
Okay. Yes. All right. Right now, the Chair will entertain motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and add an executive session for the purpose of confidential and or proprietary information.
So moved.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. No discussion. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. We are in executive session. Clerk, do you need a few minutes to... Okay. Chair would